Couple of weeks ago, I told you guys that I thought there was something deeper going on in the locker room of the Kansas City Chiefs. And no, no, it's not Taylor Swift. In my opinion, it's lazy journalism to blame the Swiffer for the problems in Kansas City. I promise you, the other 52 dudes in that locker room, they are not playing poorly because of the Swiffer. The other 52 men in that locker room, they are not being distracted by a damn mop. Now, you might could claim that Travis Swiffer is being distracted by Taylor. I can kind of understand the reasoning. I can kind of understand how you got there, but I don't think Taylor is to blame for the decline of Kelce. You know, what a nice relationship. Nothing says love like two birthing persons with feminine names. But before I went to bed last night, I checked out the Chiefs forum on Reddit. Now, for those that don't know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they had another emotional meltdown yesterday afternoon. Lately, this seems to be a weekly occurrence for the Chiefs. For some reason, this team chooses to refer to itself as Chiefs Kingdom. I don't see any kings on the field. I see a lot of drama queens, but I don't see any kings. Last night, I'm checking out the Chiefs forum on Reddit. Now, there are thousands and thousands of comments blaming everyone from Andy Reid to Matt Nagy, blaming Taylor Swiffer for the decline of Kelce Swiffer. They are blaming Kadarius Toney. They're blaming the officiating in the NFL. They're blaming the offensive line. They're blaming the defense. Some were blaming Patrick Mahomes. But one thing that I noticed, I thought all the blame here was being misplaced. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, they don't seem to understand why their team is struggling, which, to be honest with you, it's completely understandable. I know how it is to be passionate about a team. When you are passionate, when you follow a team that closely, it can be hard to be objective. It can be difficult to pinpoint the cause of the problems. If you're a fan of the Chiefs, I'm going to tell you why your team sucks. I'll tell you who to blame. You can blame Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm not talking about his performance on the field, which has been subpar. It's been terrible. One of the main reasons that the Chiefs offense is struggling, they don't have any weapons. Their biggest threat on offense is a 34-year-old tight end who's more interested in banging a mop star than banging through the defense. Travis Swiffer is being double and triple teamed. Why? The Chiefs don't have anyone else to stretch the defense. Kadarius Toney, he's too busy lining up off sides. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's a non-factor. Earlier this season, there was a game where this dude had negative yards receiving. You know how bad you have to not be good to get negative yards receiving? Question is, why? Why has one of the most explosive offenses in the league completely fallen apart? On paper, this should be simple. Hall of Fame head coach with a brilliant offensive mind, Andy Reid had Donovan McNabb looking like an MVP candidate. Got a future Hall of Fame quarterback and tight end. Most people consider Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in the league. And they consider his brother Jackie the best dancer at Club Shay Shay. How can an offense with three future Hall of Famers be struggling this bad? The answer is simple. Patrick Mahomes is being paid too much money. The Chiefs had the formula figured out. It's the same formula that Pete Carroll used in Seattle to win the Super Bowl. Hell, Andy Reid has used this formula to win two Super Bowls. You draft a young quarterback who you can keep for cheap for the first 4 or 5 years of his contract. Use all that extra money on your salary cap to surround him with skilled players and elite talent on defense. When you do that, you've got a really good chance of being the best team in the league. Look at what happened when the Seahawks had to break the bank to keep Russell Wilson. All of a sudden, the Legion of Boom on defense, gone. Marshawn Lynch, gone. They had to sacrifice other players to keep Russell Wilson. A few years later, they ship his ass off to Denver. But KC, this is not true. The Ravens are the best team in the league right now, and they paid Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that is true, but this is the first year of that contract. Lamar Jackson has a cap hit of $22 million this season. Talk to me next year, or 2025, or 2026, when Lamar Jackson is hitting the salary cap for almost $75 million. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but unless they find a way to restructure his contract, only going to get worse for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Next year, he hits the cap for over $57 million. And this team is already depleted, and it's about to get significantly worse. But I think there's more to it than that. Something deeper is going on in Kansas City. This team is starting to remind me of my Saints. Quarterbacks yelling at offensive linemen and receivers. Players introducing their helmets to Mother Earth in a very forceful manner. Coaches perplexed on the sidelines, looking like they have absolutely no idea what the hell is going on. Let me show you a few examples of what I'm talking about. All these clips are just from the game yesterday. This is how Patrick Mahomes and Travis Swiffer are leading this team. I muted the sound for copyright reasons, but the visual is what's more important here. Watch for yourself. Just in case the clips don't go through, Travis Kelce was slamming his helmet and arguing with Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes was yelling at his offensive line and damn near crying on the field at the end of the game. I don't know why Patrick Mahomes was yelling at his offensive line. If he wanted to yell at someone, if he needed someone to blame for the loss, he should have been blaming himself. He literally lost this game yesterday with back-to-back turnovers in the second quarter. He fumbled the ball through a pick six. But Patrick Mahomes, he's not in the accountability business. He's in the lack of responsibility business. Patty never blames himself. He never holds himself accountable. No. Remember a couple of weeks ago when the Chiefs lost at home to the Bills? That wasn't Patty's fault. Those damn officials cost them that game by throwing a flag on Kadarius Toney because he was lined up in the fucking secondary. As you hopefully saw in the clip, Patrick Mahomes, he was holding back tears at the end of the game on the sideline. I don't think he was crying because the Queens lost to the Raiders. I don't think he was crying because he was embarrassed on the national stage on Christmas Day. I think Patrick Mahomes was crying because he's coming to the realization that it's over. The dynasty in Kansas City, it is over, at least temporarily. There's just no other way to say it. And we have been saying it for about a month here on the channel. This team sucks. They're boring to watch. While we were at my parents' yesterday, my brother-in-law, he had the Chiefs game on TV. About midway through the third quarter, he looked over to me and said, you can turn the NBA on. This game is painfully boring. We have seen more negative emotion out of Patrick Mahomes this season than any other point in his NFL career. For the first time in his career, Patrick Mahomes is facing real adversity, and I don't think he knows how to handle it. It's really easy to be a leader when you're winning 12, 13 games every season. Really easy to be a leader when you're clinching home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Easy to be a leader when you're being universally praised throughout the media. When you're admired and respected, when you're everyone's favorite player in the league. But your true character is shown. Your true qualities come out in times of real adversity. After watching him this season, does anyone think that Patrick Mahomes knows how to handle adversity? Does anyone think Patrick Mahomes is being a good leader? This dynasty in Kansas City, it's over. And look. That does not mean that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs will not return to greatness. He's still got plenty of time in his NFL career to go on another string of Super Bowl runs. But if he wants to do that, he has got to be willing to look himself in the mirror and be willing to accept less money. I think some of this might be an ego thing. You think you're the best player in the league and you want to be the highest paid player in the league. This is something that Aaron Rodgers struggled with all those years in Green Bay. He was always complaining because he didn't have enough weapons, but it was strange because Aaron Rodgers was never willing to accept less money so the Packers could go out and acquire talent, which is the reason that Aaron Rodgers has only played in one Super Bowl. There's a reason that Tom Brady, Drew Brees took less money later on in their careers. Tom Brady didn't give a fuck about being the highest paid player in the NFL. Drew Brees didn't care about making $35, $40, $50 million every year, even though that's what he was worth. They were willing to take less money so the team had cap room to surround them with talent. As a result, they were constantly contenders every season. Look at what happened when Drew Brees was demanding to be paid. Look at what happened from 2014 to 2016. Saints went 7-9 three straight years. 2017 through 2020, Brees takes less money. Saints are contenders every season. Like I've told you guys before, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they have become the most hated team in the NFL. When Tom Brady was in New England, there were a lot of people who hated the Patriots, but there was a huge difference because Tom Brady and the Patriots, they were respected. I think we're getting to the point where the Chiefs are losing a lot of people's respect. You've got Travis Kelce posing like a fucking doofus with two band-aids over his arm, showing the world that he had a long weekend with the Fauci. Look at me, look at me, I got two jabs. That means I'm double boosted. Yeah, okay. Travis, when he's not spending passionate weekends with Fauci, he's following some mop star around the country listening to her sing about feminism. Patrick Mahomes is crying on the sidelines. He's whining in press conferences, blaming everyone but himself for his problems. His wife is on social media being insufferable. Thank God his dancing queen brother has disappeared. Otherwise, the disdain towards Patrick Mahomes would be reaching dangerous levels. Look, I'm not an expert when it comes to salary caps in the NFL. What I do know, it is extremely difficult to win in this league when your quarterback is consuming the bulk of the money on your salary cap. From 2024 to 2027, Patrick Mahomes averages his hit on the salary cap at around $60 million a year. That's just not sustainable. How do you overcome that? I really don't know. You tell me how you overcome it. I mean, this is not the NBA where one player can have a monumental impact on a team. Yeah, the quarterback is the most important player on the field, but without talent around him, quarterbacks are far less effective. What did you think of the emotional meltdowns yesterday in Kansas City? Is there something deeper going on here? Is the culture eroding? I think a lot of this is Patrick Mahomes just not knowing how to handle adversity. But what about you, though? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate every one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.